Welcome to the Stand Firmly in His Grace Praise and Worship Program. We hope that it will be uplifting to your soul and provide you with the spiritual food needed to grow strong in your faith. For more information about this program and our online ministry, please visit us at www.standfirminhisgrace.com. Just the other day, I was talking with a dear friend of mine and fellow Christian, Steve, about Christmas. We reminisced about our childhood regarding that wonderful season of peace on earth and goodwill to men. I was amazed just how much we shared and had a lot in common with regards to our own children that couldn't wait for Christmas. I remember sharing those same feelings growing up. My brother and I couldn't wait for Christmas and the gifts under the tree. All of those wonderful items that we had been desiring since the Sears and Roebuck's wish book had arrived back in November. My brother and I couldn't wait to get our hands on that treasure trove of gifts. The last quarter of the catalog was solely devoted to toys. We looked for hours to find what we wanted. When I was a lot younger, the gift that I wanted most was a Daisy Model 1938 Red Ryder BB gun. Yes, I, like Ralphie from the movie A Christmas Story, wanted a BB gun. I didn't have to worry about it a lot because my parents wanted me to have that. My parents, especially my dad, believed that it was a rite of passage for a young boy to own a rifle. My dad taught me to shoot at a very early age in my life and made it clear that owning a firearm was a privilege and had huge responsibilities attached to it. Dad owned several rifles and pistols and made sure that my brother and I understood gun safety. So when I had a chance to own my own rifle, I couldn't wait. I had folded the corner of the page which proudly displayed the Daisy Red Ryder BB gun. My parents knew that I wanted one so badly. I wouldn't talk about anything else, but I had to be patient. I had to prepare myself for owning a gun. The children of Israel had to prepare their hearts and be patient as they waited for the Messiah. The prophet Isaiah prophesied the coming of the Messiah over 700 years before the birth of Jesus. It was very difficult for the Hebrew children to wait for the Anointed One to come and turn their situation around. They wanted a conqueror to restore Israel to its rightful status among the nations. They wanted the unification of the 12 tribes and to be reestablished as a nation. They continued to wait patiently for God to fulfill His promise. In Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, Isaiah wrote this about the birth of the Christ child. All right then, the Lord Himself will give you the sign. Look, a virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Later in Isaiah, we understand just how important that son would be to us. Reading from chapter 9, verse 6, for a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. After hearing all of this, who wouldn't be just a little impatient to see the coming of the Messiah? This is really big news. I am sure many became impatient and wanted nothing more than to see that moment when the messianic prophecies were fulfilled. Just like the Hebrew children's desire, my desire for my BB gun made me impatient to the point of wondering if Christmas would even come. Each day seemed like an eternity. The Hebrew children must have felt the same way. Would the birth of the Son ever come? The lesson from all of this is very simple. Christmas for me did come, and I became the proud owner of a Daisy Red Ryder BB gun. For the Hebrew children, the Messiah did come and lived among us. In both situations, we all had to be patient. We had to prepare our hearts and minds for the event. For me, I had to be prepared to take responsibilities of owning a firearm. For the Israelites, they had to understand what the Messiah's coming really meant to them. Patience is something that we have to work at constantly. It is so very difficult to be patient when you see something you desperately want, but we must remain patient. All things happen at God's appointed time in accordance to His will. There are things that I need and want. There are desires of my heart. But I must wait patiently on the Lord to fulfill His promises to me. I can ask for them in prayer, but the Lord provides it at His time and only when it pleases Him. Look at what it says in Lamentations chapter 3, verses 25 through 27, reading from the New Living Translation. The Lord is good to those who depend on Him, to those who search for Him. So it is good to wait quietly for salvation from the Lord. And it is good for people to submit an early age to the yoke of His discipline. By waiting patiently for my Red Ryder BB gun at a young age, I learned that all good things would come to those who wait, and I learned about the yoke of discipline. That same holds true for each of us. We must be patient and wait quietly for the wonderful gifts that this season will bring to us. Let us not waste our time wandering pointlessly and being impatient. Let us remain focused on the gift that will come and prepare our hearts for the gift of salvation through the birth of a small child in a manger. As we wait and prepare our hearts, let us focus on the gift of God and its meaning in our lives. When we focus on that, we can truly be patient and learn to stand firm in His grace. We never close our service without giving those that feel that they live their lives in fear, uncertainty, and doubt the opportunity to know a peace that surpasses all understanding by accepting Christ Jesus as their personal Savior and Lord. Paul tells us in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, God showed His great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. Even as we lived in sin, God loved us enough to send His own Son to die as an atonement for our sins so that we may accept that gift of salvation. We do not deserve it, but it is there and is free to those who would just accept it. If you hear that gentle knocking on your heart's door, that is Jesus asking to come into your life. All you have to do is join me in prayer to begin that wonderful daily walk with the Lord. Father God, I have been disobedient and rebellious for far too long. I have sinned and fallen short. Please forgive me of my sins and accept me into your kingdom as your child. I declare that Jesus is your Son, sent to die on a cross as my atonement for my sins. I welcome Jesus into my heart. Amen. If you prayed that prayer with me, you have taken the first steps in your walk with the Lord. Find a nearby church and let them know that you want to grow daily in your faith and be fed the living bread. As we end today's message, we once again thank you for listening to our Sunday message. We hope that you found this message uplifting and has strengthened you spiritually for the week ahead. If you would like more messages and words of faith, hope, and love, you can access our website at www.standfirminhisgrace.com or by typing www.sfihg.com. If you're on Facebook, you can visit our page at www.facebook.com/standfirminhisgrace. If you have Twitter, you can follow our tweets by visiting Twitter.com/SFIHG Ministry. This ministry is supported by the prayers and donations of our faith family and grace partners. If you would like to donate to this ministry, please use the donate button on our website. Until next Sunday, may God bless and keep you always.